From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Leaders of majority Muslim nations gathered in Istanbul Wednesday. They condemned U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. They called it unlawful. The meeting came as unrest in the Middle East continues, along with growing criticism over the president's decision. The gathering took place under the auspices of the 57-nation Organization of the Islamic Conference, or OIC. Turkey currently leads the OIC. The emergency summit was called by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan said the president's decision meant the U.S. had forfeited its role as the broker in efforts to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas had some of the sharpest criticism. He told leaders that Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish state was, in his words, a crime. He said the Palestinians would not accept a U.S. role in the peace process. From now on, he accused the United States of being biased in favor of Israel. At least 30 people were killed in airstrikes Wednesday on a police camp in Yemen's capital. At least 80 others were wounded when pre-dawn raids hit a prison that's run by rebels. The strikes were carried out by a Saudi-led coalition against the rebels. 11 members of a militia in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been sentenced to life in prison for the gang rape of dozens of children and for murder. Human rights groups have hailed the verdict as a landmark decision in a country where sexual violence is frequent and perpetrators often go unpunished. This is VOA News. African and European leaders called for intensifying the fight against terrorism in the Sahel during a meeting Wednesday outside Paris as the recently created G5 Sahel Force received fresh funding pledges. For VOA, correspondent Lisa Bryant has more from the French capital.
French President Emmanuel Macron announced Saudi Arabia was contributing $100 million and the United Arab Emirates another $30 million to the G5 Sahel force. The United States and European Union have already announced contributions of roughly $60 million each. Macron said France's 4,000 strong Barkhane operation in the Sahel will work with the G5 soldiers next year to combat jihadist groups in the region, such as Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. He predicted victories against the groups early in the year. Wednesday's meeting west of Paris aimed to inject fresh support for the G5, launched last July to tackle rising terrorism across the vast expanse of Africa's Sahel region. Five African nations are contributing to the force, which is expected to grow to 5,000 troops by next March. But experts say it needs more soldiers, training, and funding, among other things, to tackle the spreading jihadi threat. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A 202-page study released Wednesday, funded by the European Union and Germany's foreign ministry, finds that a significant quantity of weapons supplied by Western and Gulf states to opposition factions battling the regime of President Bashar al-Assad in the Syrian conflict were transferred to the Islamic State. The leakage of the supplies, says the study, significantly augmented the quantity and quality of weapons available to ISIS forces, in numbers far beyond those that would have been available to the group through battlefield capture alone. Robert Mueller, the special counsel leading the investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 election, received a strong vote of confidence Wednesday from the Justice Department official who appointed him and oversees his work. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who appointed Mueller in May, after President Trump fired then-FBI Director James Comey, dismissed Republican criticism that the special counsel's team has been compromised by anti-Trump partisans. He told members of the House Judiciary Committee will ensure that no bias is reflected in any of the actions taken by the special counsel. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.